97.7 The River, classic rock for the North Bay. And my guest, Bruce Iglauer, who is the founder of the label, will be back a little bit later to give away one of these 3-CD big booklet sets of Alligator Records. It's called 50 Years of Genuine House Rock and Music. And that's how you started the label, because that was the name of Hound Dog Taylor's band.
Yeah, right. But beyond being the name of the band, there's some other reasons why I like the term genuine house rock and music, because the genuine part means that it's all rooted in the blues tradition. It doesn't come out of, you know, people who learned music from buying other records. It's people who learned music, you know, sitting on somebody's front porch or hanging out at somebody's juke joint. And the house rockin', well, it's not arena rockin', it's not stadium rockin', it's right in your face, it's right up close to you. It's music that's created between the artist and the audience. It's not a presentation, it's a sharing. And the rockin' part, of course, you know, we want to make records to get you up on your feet, but also with some of the songs, we hope that the music will rock your soul a little bit, too.
I want to mention one other guy who's local, who's on one of the three discs and a good friend, Tommy Castro. And you have Tommy Castro and the Painkillers. I mean, he started out in San Jose, where I started out in radio out here.
Right. Tommy, you know, came up through the little bars in San Jose and then in the South Bay. And then he was a member of the Dynatones. Well, he was a member of Nightcry. Then he was a member of the Dynatones before he started his own band. Tommy's been with us now for, I guess about 13 or 14 years. And, you know, he's such a road hog. You know, he's been just chomping at the bit to get out and tour again. He loves being in front of live audiences. And he just puts out, you know, I don't want artists on Alligator who are cool. I don't want artists who are reserved. I want artists to just lay it out on stage, give it everything that they've got. And Tommy Castro is a guy like that. Mm-hmm. He won't leave the stage until he knows the audience is truly satisfied. And also just as nice as he can be, great guy to hang around with.
Absolutely. He did a blood drive once outside in a shopping center. He was in the parking lot with his amp, his guitar, dressed all in black on a day that we were out of 100 degrees. And he just stood there till it was over and played guitar. It was just like, Tommy, wow. Well, I'm enjoying the fact that we have this connection between Lobster Sunday Brunch on 97.7 The River and Alligator Records, the new 3-CD set with a fantastic booklet that gives you a lot of information. To me, it's like going to church to listen to this album while I'm driving around.
Well, I hope it's more fun than a lot of people's churches.
Well, I'm in the church of rock and roll. It's got to be fun.
Okay. That one's good. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's one of the sects I particularly like.
Selwyn Birchwood, Living in a Burning House, that was like the title track of the album that came out this year. Is that correct?
Right. Yes, it's Selwyn's third album for Alligator. He's a young, very exploratory blues guitar player and lap steel player and songwriter out of Florida, who I discovered when he won the International Blues Challenge in Memphis in his 20s and absolutely deserved to win it. He just kind of destroyed the other competitors. He's come to the label. And, you know, Selwyn, I love artists who aren't making new blues that sounds just like old blues. You know, blues is a tradition, and there are lots of people who, you know, want to come and play Muddy Waters songs and B.B. King songs, and good for them. But I want people on Alligator who are creating fresh, original songs and songs that younger audiences can relate to. You know, I've been doing this for 50 years, but I'm thinking not about the past, but about the next 50 years. And I want to bring forward artists like Selwyn Birchwood who are going to define what the blues is going to be in the future, and who are going to be the blues stars of the future. So he's a very charismatic guy, 6'4", huge afro, performs barefoot, smart as a whip, and writes these great songs, and is just such a hot guitar player. And this was produced by Tom Hambridge, who produced Buddy Guy's Grammy-winning records. And Tom, of course, did a great job, as he always does. So this is Selwyn Birchwood, a really cutting-edge young blues man.
And it, if you hear a little bit of influence from Jimi Hendrix, you'd be correct. On 97.7 The River, classic rock for the North Bay. This is for all of us keeping an eye on the skies these days and what's going on in the field next door, living in a burning house.